J.V. Stalin made preparations for war. Wide and varied preparations, beginning on dates which he himself had selected. Hitler upset his calculations. While Suvorov's conclusions grate against the conventional view of Hitler's attack on Russia, he has provided a compelling argument. Suvorov pointed out that by June 1941, Stalin had massed vast numbers of troops and equipment along Russia's European frontier, not to defend the motherland, but in preparation for an attack westward. Stalin's motive was to bring communism to Europe by force, a plan he expressed in a 1939 speech. The experience of the last 20 years has shown that in peacetime, the communist movement is never strong enough to seize power. The dictatorship of such a party will only become possible as the result of a major war, stated Stalin. Noting that when the German attack began on June 22, 1941, they could field a mere 3,350 tanks, mostly lightly armored and gunned, as compared to the Russians' 24,000 tanks, many of superior armor and armament, retired U.S. Department of Defense official Daniel W. Michaels wrote, Stalin elected to strike at a time and place of his choosing. To this end, Soviet development of the most advanced offensive weapon systems, primarily tanks, aircraft, and airborne forces, had already begun in the early 1930s. The German Barbarossa attack shattered Stalin's well-laid plan to liberate all of Europe. Suvorov supported his contention by pointing to the fact that Russian troops were prepared to attack, not defend, which led to the early German victories. That Russian troops had been issued maps only of Eastern European cities, not for the defense of Russia. That Russian troops had been issued Russian-German phrasebooks with such expressions as stop transmitting or I'll shoot. And that none of Stalin's top commanders were ever held accountable for the Barbarossa debacle, since they had all merely followed Stalin's orders. Suvorov concludes, Stalin became the absolute ruler of a vast empire hostile to the West, which had been created with the help of the West. For all that, Stalin was able to preserve his reputation as naive and trusting, while Hitler went down in history as the ultimate aggressor. A multitude of books have been published in the West based on the idea that Stalin was not ready for war, while Hitler was.